Monday morning, this is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. It was a round that demanded swift and sweeping judgment. So let's do that. How far-reaching, how lasting were the events of the weekend? Cast your snap judgments from round 15, 1300 736 736. There was an edginess in fandom on Thursday. It was unmistakable. How has that settled? How has that intensified after what you saw? My snap judgments, I was going to do five or six, but you have to do all 18, I think. Let's do all 18 teams' snap judgments, and then you can weigh in where your passions have been inflamed. Melbourne, a team restored. That's the standard we know. That's the standard to be feared. The doomsaying was... it was just too much. Too much. A team restored. The Brisbane Lions, a telling failure. I didn't like their team from the moment selection landed, but it's more than that. They've lost five of their six finals while living in the top portion of the ladder. So I'm going to take some convincing now. I'm prepared to snap judgment the Lions on that from Thursday night. The Western Bulldogs, ready for the gauntlet run of the next 6 weeks. Are they good enough? Well, that's a matter of judgment. That's a matter of personal taste. But they're in the eight, and I'm still holding a candle for them. Hawthorn, patchy, and too rapidly from exhilarating to empty. West Coast. Well, that's the way to rebuild some credibility. And they are a nasty fixture in the West on the run in. It's not who you play, it's when you play them. And you want your date with the Eagles to have been held previously. Essendon burnt their credits immediately. Bitterly disappointing that they couldn't back up that one cohesive performance. Lapsed defensively and structurally, and that's damning. Carlton, the best ticket in town. Never mind Hamilton or Harry Potter or even, dare I say it, Maverick. High-octane thrills and madcap excitement. Just sidle up and savour the Blues. And if you're running polls as to whether Carlton can win the flag, well, mark me down as a hell yeah. Fremantle, dismantled and brutalised. That's one apiece against the Blues. It's screaming out for a decider. Geelong and Richmond, I'm bracketing them, reprised their greatest hits to conjure the match of the year. Thought I was living a recurring nightmare for an hour in the middle. You know the one. The difference at the end was nearly imperceptible, but the result pitches one to second and one to ninth. But both have big roles to play. Sydney Swans, nice win. There'll be better guides than that. St Kilda. So the pessimists were right. Horrid performance. Have won just two of 12 quarters off the bye and fallen from fourth to 10th. I'm not sure if it's retrievable, but it has to be right now. It has to be Friday night against Carlton. But you, the pessimists, were right. So I consider myself told. Adelaide took what was before them. That's it. Took what was before them. North Melbourne, one of those rare moments where it is as bad as it seems. Don't let anyone peddle that glib line that's used as a defence mechanism. This one is as bad as it seems. Couldn't win a quarter in the if not now, then when match. Adelaide, who are moderate, in Hobart, North couldn't win a quarter. It's as bad as it seems, as Jeff Walsh goes in to run his review. Collingwood, meritorious performance in tumultuous times. Seventh, and I think climbing. Giants, one mode, and once it's slowed, not much else. So my one question around the Giants is, what are they getting out of this phase to set them up for future challenges? It feels like 2022 is a gap year. I can't see much of what they're doing that's going to translate into their next phase of success. And the final game, well, that had the dynamic of an elimination final. Port Adelaide staying alive, honest as the day is long. And Gold Coast, they were dead honest too. And that's a commendation that has rarely been afforded the Suns. So those are my snap judgments through the 18 teams. Now yours, how far reaching do you want to be from a thrilling round of footy?
Pickett through the traffic, gave it to Jackson. Sidestep was wonderful. And the kick at goal, absolutely superb.
Jath was in front of Norton, who made the spoil. McRae underneath to Bontempelli from 40 out. Beautiful kick. The captain steps up.
The kick inside 50. Who's there? Going at it. It's come to the back. Kennedy, the old man. Can he pick it up and kick a goal? He can. He's got five.
Charging through is Walsh. He's had a bounce. He thought about a second or a ping. Hand passes to Nunes. Lovely sidestep. Caressed it for Kurno. Played on and gold. My God, they're exciting.
Stengel sprints onto it, swivels around, casts it high to full forward. Henry takes the mark for the Cats to lead. Strikes it. Geelong in front again.
Buddy's got his arm in the air saying, kick it in my direction. Campbell does so now. Goulden, he'll fly. Had a fair bit of it. Buddy ends up with it, and Buddy goes bang.
Walker starts at left, works it right. He's got six. Very, very good day at the office for the Texan.
Majacek, bad handball. Ollie Henry takes it, works it around the body, flies it to the goal line and gets the goal.
Ball gets thrown in. Seconds remaining, the season on the line. Ball comes to Rankin. Tried to play for a free kick. Clearing kick comes out from Houston. Popper win. Power Pepper drops the mark. And the siren sounds. What a game of footy.
What a round of footy. Biggest winners, Carlton and Geelong. Biggest losers, St Kilda, Essendon and Brisbane. Merit in defeat to Richmond and Gold Coast. Incidents and accidents aplenty. But if we're running a poll, can Carlton win the flag? You can mark me down as a hell yeah.